Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Special. I'm Mike Ward. You're here. Pantelis.
There we go. This is Poseidon.
Yeah, right there.
The new Poseidon 2.0.
The new Poseidon. Welcome to Two Drink Minimum. Very special episode. Mike is in France right now. Poseidon back in prison. So
yeah,
we're doing Poseidon. It ourselves.
Yeah.
We have a lot to talk about though. I was away. You were away.
I was away.
We were close and yet so far.
Yeah.
It's funny.
Yeah, we were. Yeah, it is. You were in Dallas. I was in Austin.
Yeah, and then you were also in San Antonio.
I was in San Antonio.
I've never been.
Yep, San Antonio. Seeing the Unsubscribe guys, did a podcast. Did two podcasts, actually, because I went from Austin, had a few days in the Bahamas, and then I jumped back down to Vegas for a day, and I got to see the Unsubscribe guys. Did another podcast with them.
In Vegas?
In Vegas, yeah. They did like four. Those guys are huge, by the way.
I want to meet them for gun-related purposes.
They are like the king of like gun YouTube. You got Brandon Herrera, who does like AK stuff and like gun reviews. You have a donut operator who is top. He is top 10 or top 20. I think he's 11 out of 20 most influential Twitter accounts. So he pops on Twitter.
You want to brag? Did you know that Mike Ward?
I know. I heard this.
Has sold already over 50,000 tickets of his new tour.
Yeah.
The tour is. I think he's done a day so far.
It's incredible.
The tour's barely even started. He's already sold 50,000
tickets. Dude. He got an award for that too. They presented him.
Yeah, he got the gold ticket before he started the tour.
Yeah.
Okay, that's awesome. Guy. Normally it's like midway through your tour, halfway.
So who gives that out? What is that?
I guess because in Quebec, they get together, like the companies, the production houses that produce these shows and theaters and the clubs. Well, for him, it's just theaters.
Yeah.
And they tally the numbers of sales and they're like, holy shit.
It's kind of like getting like a platinum album award or like
same, but normally you get those later. Like he went gold before the album released.
Right.
And he's barely started. So that means that the 50 was already hit. The 100 is going to get easy.
Yeah.
And then it's after that, see if you could sell over 100. And this is just in Quebec. That's what's crazy.
I mean, well, it's probably like there's probably other people coming from outside buying it in. But I mean, that's literally only in French. Mm. That's only his French show.
It's nuts.
That's crazy. That is crazy. When I try to explain this, especially down in like Austin, I'm talking to comics and I'm trying to hype up, you know, Two Drink Minimum, trying to get people on board. And, you know, I'm like, do you guys know about Mike Ward? And some people are like, oh, you know, because he's in English, it's not really as prominent. And then when I tell them, I'm like, oh, yeah, he sold out the Bell Center for a podcast. They go, what? There are 21,000 seats. They're like, huh?
Yeah,
they have no, like, it's so insane to them because
2025.
Like, yeah, that's something like those are like Rogan numbers.
No, 2025, new plan from Mike. He said it last podcast. It's the one that you weren't on.
Yeah.
Last week's episode, he said it. 2025.
Yeah.
Bell Center.
Yeah.
Two nights, one night of podcast, one night of stand up. Let's go.
That'd be insane.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
He's
going to
do it. It's fucking Mike. He's going to do it.
I'm checking out his tour dates right now, and he's sold out until like May.
It's so insane.
It's amazing.
Yeah. It's amazing. Yeah,
we should give away like when he gets back. We should do like a giveaway for like tickets or something for like on Two Drink.
Yeah, MikeWard.ca if you want to buy tickets. PantelisComedy.com. Follow my stuff. Chris Ramsey, you are currently online.
Yeah, I'm online, dude. Doing things online. Doing things at Area 52. I'm moving forward.
Hey, can we talk since it's me and you today?
Yeah.
We could talk aliens.
Yeah, the hats are here.
Listen, your friend Bob Lazar.
Yeah,
I don't believe him.
Well, hey, I'll tell you,
can I tell you why?
Yeah.
I've been rewatching some of his interviews.
Yes.
I don't like that he suddenly gets headaches when there's a serious question being asked. Oh, I'm sorry. I remember that. I have a headache.
That was the Rogan.
That was one of the Rogans. Then I also saw that there was a time where he said, I can't remember. I can't recall what I was doing. I can't recall where I worked at X time. And then that time was like he's like, I worked at this place. But then you find out that when he was saying that, he was running a brothel.
Yeah,
at
but
the same time.
Just because your wife, you know, says she has a headache when you want to have sex doesn't mean she doesn't want to have sex with you, right?
But that's what I'm saying.
That's what I'm saying, right?
Why doesn't he just tell me the truth?
Well, he had a headache. That was the truth, maybe. It's like your wife. Maybe she actually really had a headache every
night. My wife has never had a headache.
Maybe all these headaches have something in common. Maybe your wife worked at Area 51.
I hope so. But you don't find it suspicious that he's always like iffy and...
First of all, I think like all the accusations he's had on his character, because those accusations I've heard, like the brothel stuff.
He could... No. I'm not accusing of his character. That doesn't bother me.
But
consensual
adults. What I'm saying
sex,
is that all that stuff has nothing to do with his time.
That's
in
what I'm saying.
Yeah,
I'm all for it. That doesn't bother me.
It's like being like, yeah, how can we trust Biden if he smoked weed?
No, you're misunderstanding me. What I'm saying is, he said, I don't know. He said, for example, I was working at X place at that time, and then you find out he wasn't. And not only was he not, he was making his money from the brothel.
So there was.
I'm saying is, he had a job. His job was brothel. It wasn't investigating UFOs.
No, definitely. He did work at these places. And from speaking to sources, they tell me there is a credible reason why and how a lot of his records got sort of deleted.
The gays?
No. No, damn gays.
Gay agenda.
It's always the gays. No, it was obviously because he's working on a fucking secret, you know, government project, and they don't want that getting out. So there's a lot at
But he's already talking shit. I don't understand.
I'll give you the nail in the coffin right here is that recently, maybe you can pull this up if you can find it, but recently there was a scientific paper that came out proving what Bob Lazar was saying. Bob Lazar said that they had to keep the sort of gravitational propulsion engine at a certain frequency to be able to have it work. He had that number, that equation, that number. Well, only till recently have scientists done the math and have come to the same number that he said.
Really?
Which is like buying a lottery ticket. So they, in their study, and if you find this, in their study, it says this basically clears Bob Lazar of anything.
Well, of anything, I wouldn't say.
It clears him of the brothel. No, what? It doesn't clear. No, it doesn't.
I don't care about that.
But it does say that. Look, the hand scanners, he said beforehand.
I'm from Montreal, bro. Brothels are part of life.
That's right. The Baldet. He said the hand scanners were true, right? We were like, that's bullshit. Sounds like science fiction.
What do you mean? We have hand scanners now.
No, the bone density scanners that he put his hands on. So he said those, and we said no, and then they came out. Element 115, he was talking about. We said no. Then we discovered element 115. Obviously not the same thing. We haven't stabilized it like he said it was. And then what else? There was his name at, I think, EG&G, or like... there are people who can place Bob Lazar in and around S4. There are people who said, yes, we've seen Bob go to work. We've seen Bob do this. Like, he was there. Now... we have to look at his story. And if his stories never change over time, and the only thing that's happening is we're getting more and more information that's coming to light that matches up with what Bob was saying. Look at David Grush talking about reverse engineering craft and all this stuff. Like, this is exactly what Bob was talking about. So a lot of what he's saying
is true. Giant psyop.
That's something I'll never throw out, but why the psyop then, right?
Yeah, well, you're friends with Jeremy Corbel.
Mm-hmm.
What does he say? How do you feel about him? Is he the enemy?
Listen, I firmly believe that there are like a dozen people in the world that actually know what's going on. That's my firm belief. I firmly believe there's a very, very small amount of people.
The Illuminati.
And not even deeper than that. I think it's people who are just on either the contractor or military side.
Jay-Z.
Deep, 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 deep. And they really know what's going on. They're the ones who know the most. Now, I feel that even those people haven't put all the pieces together. So that's what I think. Everything in between, yes, could be hearsay, could be, is it true, is it not? But goddamn it, it's so much fun to just look into it, isn't it?
I'm having a blast.
Because I tell people this. I tell people, if you want to look at Bob Lazar's story or Travis Walton's story or any of these like amazing cases that were documented, Betty and Barney Hill, all this stuff, if you want to look at it and look at it as a fictional piece, it's still entertaining. So if you want to look at it as fact, fiction, yeah, then obviously it'll change or it'll rock your fucking universe. But if it's fiction, it's still a great story.
Right? I'm only interested in one alien enthusiast's story, and that's Kyle Rittenhouse.
He's not an alien, dude. He fights aliens, I think.
That's what I'm saying. He fights him with guns. Yeah.
I met this guy.
That's what I'm saying. You met Kyle Rittenhouse.
Yeah. So I'm hanging around with the unsub guys. Unsub guys are notorious gun guys, right? Yeah, Brandon Herrera, who's running for Congress. His whole slogan is "Make America Texas Again."
Yeah,
hilarious. You got donut operator. You got fat electrician who does like military history, and then you got Eli Double Tap, and all these guys together have an incredible podcast and an amazing following. They go to a convention with 12,000, you know, gun-toting Americans and Second Amendment dudes.
USA, USA.
Yeah, I'm having lunch with these guys. These guys are like superstars in this world, right? Celebrities. Sitting down, I'm talking to this kid, and I'm like, looking at him, I'm like, you were at the gun range, or something. Like, I feel like I've seen this guy before. And he, you know, obviously probably gets that a lot. And they started calling him Kyle, and I was like, who's this kid that I've been talking to for like 2 hours?
Not Broflovsky.
And then I go, holy shit, it's Kyle Rittenhouse. Yeah, he gave me his business card. It was an AK.
Dude, he shot a known pedophile.
He killed two people and then shot another guy in the bicep. But the footage came out. You saw the footage?
Yeah, I saw the footage.
It
100% self-defense.
It's 100% self-defense.
Yeah, yeah. I remember in the beginning, we talked about it on Two Drink. I think we talked about it on the Pantelis podcast. We're looking at the video. I remember on the Pantelis podcast.
There was a doubt when the video didn't come out.
Yeah. No, but there was a video where the guy, he points the gun at him. He's like, what do you think I'm going to do if I have a gun?
Yeah.
The second you point a gun at me.
In a state where it's legal to carry.
I'm going
to
shoot your balls off, homeboy. Yeah.
In Texas.
And then you find out the guy was a pedophile on top of it?
Yeah.
Fuck yeah, I'll shoot fucking your dick off.
I think he was just acting in self-defense, fell to the ground. But you saw that like he only shot bullets. As soon as people started backing up and stopped confronting him, there was nothing. He went straight to the police. So like you look at this.
That's a responsible gun owner. And he's just a child. Now I have another.
Honestly?
Yeah, for real.
It like compared, he showed more gun restraint in that video than most cops.
Yeah.
Yeah. And so, you know, that I'll just give you my quick take. Like, cool. This kid, he's just a kid. He was 21 when I saw him. He was like 17 when this happened. He was 21. He was drinking, hanging around people, and people just nonstop, Kyle, you're a hero. Let me get a picture. Yeah, yeah, yeah. You know, and like all over. And he, you could tell he's like a little autistic. He's also, you know, probably post-traumatic stress disorder. And, you know, he's showing me pictures of his dogs. I'm showing him magic tricks. He's just a kid. So I felt bad for him. In the sense that, like, man, this kid will never be an average person because of what happened to him.
Neither will the victims of that pedophile he shot.
That's true. That's true. But it is wild. It was wild meeting him. It was a little surreal. But all in all, like I said, I mean, I can only judge him on so many men. He's a nice kid.
Yeah, he's just a kid. I saw the video. My issue was, why did they? I would not have let my 17-year-old son pack guns and go to a counter protest or whatever. I would stay the fuck home. So that's just my thing. So, now, legally, he's allowed, right? It's a free country.
That's the thing.
I'm saying as a parent, your kid can do a lot of stuff legally.
Yeah.
But just to watch out for them, you know what I mean? Like, maybe you shouldn't go there.
Yeah, but if he's 17 or 18, what does that change?
No, I'm just saying. I'm just saying he's not in the wrong. I'm saying as a parent, I wouldn't have even put him at risk because one of those guys could have raped and killed him.
Of course. I think, in that order.
He,
If your kid's being attacked by a pedophile, you definitely want him to have an AR, right?
I want him to have an AK. Yeah,
exactly. You want him to have the biggest assault rifle in history. So I agree with that. But also, like, that's the line, right? If you're in Texas and open carry is legal, so I'm allowed to legally walk around with an AK and 30 magazines on me, dressed as a SWAT uniform. I'm allowed to walk around my block like that.
I love Texas.
Do you know what I mean? Like, that's obviously it's going to invite something eventually at some type of riot or some. So it's just the way it is. Like if people don't agree with it, change the laws. But until the laws are changed, all that shit's legal. All that shit's, that's the way it is. That's the Second Amendment. I love it.
Me too.
I love Texas. I
want to make Quebec Texas.
It's funny. Austin's making Texas LA again. Was it Wes said?
Yeah. No. I keep hearing about Austin that it's there's good stuff artistically, but at the same time, just the way the county, I guess, is, or the city, whatever the people who are in charge there, they're making it very, very blue in comparison to everything else in Texas.
It's LA.
Yeah.
Part two.
So there's a lot of homeless?
Dude, Yeah. Austin, shit ton of homeless. And when I was there, Green came too, and there was it was like a cold front going through. Normally they're like 20 degree weather.
Oh, I know, dude. I was fucking freezing.
And it was like -8. And so
people were calling, they're like, yeah, how are you cold? You're from Canada. I was like, I'm freezing right fucking now. This is brutal. I don't want to be here right now. I used to love going down to Texas, and I showed up again right when there's a cold front.
Yeah, same. And we only stayed for the days it was cold. He loved it because he sweats a lot. And he's like, fucking nice. But I gave Bonesy some money because Bonesy, the guy who makes the Kill Tony joke books.
Oh, shit.
Yeah, he's a friend of mine. Shout out Adrian. And he was going around giving homeless people blankets, sleeping bags, tents, socks. Like,
what a good dude.
Because these guys are going to die. Like,
yeah, they're not expecting that.
They have no protection against, you know, the weather.
But that's the thing about elements. A lot of the homeless. They don't think ahead.
Mm.
Yeah.
That's right. You should get a house, basically. Yeah.
Organization isn't usually their thing.
If they slept in a pile,
next to Kyle.
Just if they all slept in a pile naked, their body heat would probably.
Yeah.
I think that's my advice if you're homeless.
No, don't fall for the gay agenda.
Keep it straight.
Just a bunch of naked dudes.
Yeah, no, keep it straight, but pile up, dude. Stay warm.
It's not gay, it's safety. Fucking shit.
Yeah.
Yeah, oh, and we also
if you put your dick in another man, it will stay warm for longer, by the way. Fun fact, we can clip that.
We spoke about this last episode. Yeah. You weren't there. There's a show called Love on the Spectrum.
I love that show.
We talked about it last episode. I watched the latest season. There's a new season of Love on the Spectrum.
I'm watching right now.
I just finished it.
Nice.
It's great.
Yeah.
There's a lot of autism and sex. Did you get to the sex part?
I didn't get to the sex part yet. That's hilarious.
You know the girl with the glasses that loves animation?
Yeah.
She wants to get laid.
Oh, yeah. And she was horny in the first season.
Oh, but now she just says, she's like, I want the D.
Right.
She starts reading sex books and she goes, what? You think girls don't get horny? And then she's trying to get this guy, this autistic guy, to have sex with her. And her mom's like, you should ask him if he's down with it because he's Catholic.
Right.
And then she's like, that's not going to be a problem. And like, you should ask. So then at the table, he's like, how do you feel about sex before marriage? He's like, I'm against it. Yeah. And then she's like, you know, you don't have to be against it. Like, you could do whatever you want. Like, I'm willing to do it with you if you're not against sex before marriage. And then he's like,
you flip flop.
I'm willing to give it a shot. And I was
his autistic brain just solved the Rubik's Cube in his head. He's like, yeah, we'll sex.
Yeah, we're going to make some sex. No, they didn't bring her back. Good. She's a little.
Yeah, no, her. Yeah. Yeah, her. The animation girl. So first season, she was horny as fuck, though. First season, she was making out with a dude. Like, their whole date was just making out. She's like, I'm in love and we're going to get married. And And now it was like, I'm going to take a step back. I'm going to chill. But now you're telling me.
Oh, now she
wants the D.
She, bro, if you could take a dictionary and shove it inside her, she'll take it. She's down.
A lot of non-autistic guys would probably
bang her. They keep dating people who are not autistic. And you saw the old guy in San Francisco, the really rich guy with the voice. Some Israeli Mossad agent goes on a date with him and she's super sexual and he's super uncomfortable. He's like, we can go somewhere together. You can explore me and shit like that. And he's like, what do you do? She's like, I sell military equipment. Yeah.
Fuck.
She goes, I sell military equipment to the Israeli Defense Force. I'm like, yo, there's a Mossad bro trying to bang this super rich guy? God damn.
That's crazy. They're going to send him over there to like defeat Hamas. That'd be amazing.
It's crazy. It's fucking insane. She has a huge fake tits and she's super sexual with him.
Jeez.
And he got uncomfortable. He doesn't want to see her again. Because she's too straightforward. He's like, I've never held a hand and you're trying to suck my dick 4 minutes after we meet.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's suspicious.
You monster.
Yeah.
There was the guy with the long hair, funny looking guy.
Yeah, he looks like my cousin. I have a cousin who's just like him. Yeah. And he goes poker face. Like,
so funny. His Instagram I've been following.
Me too. I have him on TikTok also.
Yeah, he's blowing up because he's like, well, it looks like I'm going to stay with my, I'm going to live with my parents forever. And look, seems that way. And I'm looking for the right one to just.
He's got swords.
And all the comments are like fucking, let's go, buddy. You got this. Like, we're rooting for you. It's so supportive. Yeah, I love it. This guy is.
That's my boy.
This guy's a G.
Dude, this fucking guy has so many swords. They keep giving autistic people swords. Dude, America's
they
a great
love
place.
Swords. Yeah.
That's one step away from an Uzi.
Dude, I fucking love America. It's like a taste of freedom. There's only one place in the world where you can drive down the road and see billboards that people are like, fucking, are you thinking about getting injured? fucking call 444444444444. And you're like, oh, call the fucking the legal assassin. And fucking, are you sleeping in a hotel bed tonight and get bed bugs? Call the fucking the legal sniper. And it's like fucking 3333333333. Yeah. They got all the cool numbers.
Yeah.
And then there's like a trans person doing donuts in a parking lot. It's the fucking it's the Thunderdome, dude.
Dude, it's America's crazy.
Yeah.
In a good way.
It's I go there to like fucking taste the rainbow.
Yeah.
In no you know, the Skittles reference, not the yeah, you know what? It's America, dude. Do what you want.
You could do gay shit here too, though.
That's true.
We're in the gayest city in North America.
Yeah. Look at our prime minister.
Yeah. Goddamn right. That was my joke when I was down there. That's how I broke the ice.
So you broke the ice, you're like, Trudeau's gay. Everybody's like, woo.
Yeah, that's yeah. That's how I won them over.
Nice.
For real. Yeah.
Yeah.
Because there's some people that at first, like, who's this guy from Canada? Yeah. And then as soon as I opened with like a Trudeau joke, and they're like, ah, this guy's one of us.
Yeah, one of us.
I was like, ah, this is good. This is fucking happening.
Yeah, they hate, they love Canada.
Yeah, but they hate Trudeau.
They hate Trudeau. Right. Yeah. So if you denounce Trudeau.
Yeah, which I get it because they love Canada, as do we.
Yeah.
But they also love freedom, as do we.
Yeah.
Yo, Trudeau's getting mopped like up this week. With the federal judge ruling that the Emergencies Act was unnecessary and he infringed on our rights.
Yep. He's getting sued, right?
Yeah, the way he was clapping at that ladies' hockey game.
Yeah.
You saw that?
No.
Oh, dude, he went full retard.
Yeah. Gay PM clapping. See if that...
Oh, it'll find him. Yeah. Dude, he went full... I can't even see this. Dude, full retard. While everyone else was at the UFC event.
God.
Because he didn't go. A few days later, he went to see ladies play hockey. Look at the woman next to him getting shocked. Look at the woman next to him. She's like, why?
Who claps like that, dude? What the hell?
Look at the woman next to him. Like, yo, get the fuck out of here, dog.
Oh, my God.
It's crazy.
What a fucking buffoon. He's like
buffoon
a...
Buffoon is the best way to... Yeah.
He's like a bot.
Yeah, he's a buffoon.
He's a fucking bot, dude. Look at him. Look at him. Who claps like that?
Yes! I'm hockeying!
Yeah. Yeah. He's like, yeah, Ottawa. He knew, so that was the moment he saw himself on camera. He speeds up. You see that? Like, no camera? Oh, camera.
But no one claps. Why would you want that on camera? You look insane.
Because he's like, he wants to double down. Look, I love hockey. I'm a man of the people. He's probably pissing himself right now, just shitting himself.
Bro, he looks like he loves giant swords.
Who's that? Is that his son?
No. His son went to the UFC event.
The guy turning there, no?
No, that's just the two people next to him.
Look at the next video. It's like fucking, oh, I thought that was like Andrew Tate's brother. It's a hockey player.
Does look like Andrew Tate.
Yeah, it does look like Andrew Tate's brother.
What, Tristan?
Yeah, whatever. That name's gay too.
Those guys
I'd change my name if I were him. Trying to be a top G dude, you can't be named Tristan.
Tristan.
Ugh.
There's a Tristan Thompson.
Tristan, if you collect crystals and fucking read your horoscope.
Are you friends with Andrew Tate and his brother?
No.
Never met him?
No. I don't really give a shit about those guys.
I think you'd make good friends with them.
No, I don't like how far they go to be.
What's the far thing that they did?
I don't like that.
I don't know much. I only know what I see. Like, I only know
their whole. I don't like their whole controlling nature about relationships. That
what do they say
me.
About relationships? I never heard them talk about relationships.
Oh, especially Andrew Tate always talks about how like you should. He's like, a woman should be faithful, should have one partner forever. You should never get divorced. Like this whole like religious sort of like, it's
really?
Weird. It's weird.
Isn't he Muslim now? Is that why?
I guess so. Yeah, that would make sense. But like for me, it's like, stop telling people what to do.
Yeah.
You know,
and I'm
just,
he likes
to be extreme too. He's always like, you're allowed to tell your wife what to do. But then in parentheses after, it's like, well, it's just to keep her safe and blah, blah, blah. He's like really clickbaity with what he says. You know?
So it's
like,
all business, I guess.
You tell your wife to get in the kitchen right now. And then it comes to me, he's like, because there's a fire in the rest of the house. You want to protect her.
Well, yeah, exactly.
Oh, I love that's a good jokester.
That's right. He's got a good
I pull
setup.
That kind of shit too.
But the problem is that like he doesn't realize, like he thinks his followers are our age.
Oh, like they get it?
He thinks they're us. Right. So he's like, fucking, yeah, I'm right. Smoking cigars. Then he goes for a meet and greet and it's just 11-year-olds.
Oh, he's like, I didn't think.
And then his face changes. He's like, oh, fuck, what have I done? Like, it's insane.
Why are my fans so sexy?
Yeah, exactly. Why are they dumb and sexy?
Could you imagine that's what we find out about him? He's banging kids.
Yeah.
That's his big thing.
Yeah. Well, he was in trouble for human trafficking.
No, that never happened.
He's still in trouble for it.
Well, he got in trouble. He was in jail for it, and then they let him out.
Yeah.
And then, you know, I always wondered that. So let's say you're in jail, wrongfully accused.
Yeah.
But for a long period of time, like a year, and then they let you out. You can't get that year back.
You sued.
You lost. Yeah, but he has money.
Yeah.
He's never like you lost the year of your life.
Yeah.
But that's
you gained a bunch of followers on Twitter, so. I think a lot of people today would take that trade.
Like, if you don't, if you're not a multimillionaire, okay, you're gonna make some money and you're gonna live differently. But if you already have all the money, that's such a wrench in your. They just stole a year. You're never gonna get that back.
Yeah. Yeah, unless you're like had a machine of some sort, you know,
that could help you jump through time.
Yeah, that could like give you that you so those years back.
I saw a scientist who said that that's possible, but I don't believe him. Said we can go through time right now. We can
was it Alex Jones?
We can go to the future. No, it was one of these fucking nerd scientists. But I don't think we can go to the future. I mean, we're always getting towards the future, but actual time travel, I feel like they're exaggerating.
I don't think time travel is possible.
Thank you.
I will tell you what I think is possible. I think we can shift into parallel dimensions, which there are an infinity of. So here's what I think you can do. Let's say you take a picture of yourself now, right? Go back in time 30 years, take a picture, find you, little you, take a picture of yourself, and then take a picture of you and your little self. Okay. I think you'll have three pictures. You'll have the picture of you young, the picture of you two together, and the picture of you old. I don't think you'll appear in the picture of you young, old. Like, I don't think you'll cross. I think it'll just jump different dimensions. So I don't
if
think
I
you're
take
changing
a photo anything. Of myself with my young self right now, you think the picture won't exist?
I think if no, I don't.
You
I
can
think,
test that right now, you fucking lunatic.
No. What I'm saying is I don't think you can go back and kill your grandpa and then you don't exist type thing.
No, I don't believe that either.
I think you're just gonna kill someone else's grandpa.
Yes.
In that
time. In that time. I exactly. agree with you. That's what they said.
Yeah.
That's what they said would happen. Because as soon as you deviate, you're entering another time. Yeah. Or else it would be impossible, or else you wouldn't be able to go back in time.
That's right.
Because in the second you do anything, that new reality, the old reality that you left would be destroyed.
Yeah.
But I heard that if it's possible, you can never get back to your original reality.
Yeah.
Because there's nothing connecting you to it if crazy. You're able to swap dimensions.
The logo you have on your sleeve is like the pedo logo, eh?
Where? This?
Google pedo.
The Greek key?
Yeah. Google.
This is the Greek key, bro.
I'm telling you, Google pedo logo. It's a swirl exactly like this, dude. You might
yeah,
wanna...
but it's a triangle. It's not a Greek key.
Is it a triangle or is it a circle?
No, it's it might be a circle too, but it's not a square. This is a Greek. This is ancient.
I'm just getting pedophile like.
Yeah, but logo. Yeah. PNG maybe?
No, it's not pedophile logo. It's the boy love logo or some shit like that.
Yeah.
there it is.
That's what it is. Yeah, no, it's not like
full triangle. Oh, I see.
Yeah. That's what it is, the triangle.
Close enough.
Oh, bro, I've gone down the rabbit hole of these fucking...
Yeah, the swirls.
The Illuminatis and all them.
Pizzagate.
Yeah. Pizzagate, I remember. Pizzagate was fucked up.
Well, that's how he says it's funny. He's like, I'll have a small Hawaiian boy.
That's amazing.
That's funny.
That's so good.
Yeah, because they ordered pizzas with cheese. And they're like, oh.
So I saw people arguing about the moon landing on Twitter yesterday.
Yeah.
I saw
what were they arguing?
Well, you know the video of when they're leaving the moon, where the camera pans out and catches
them? Who's filming?
Okay, and then, so they go officially, what they said is they were controlling it from Earth. And I'm like, look, bro.
They weren't.
No. Look, bro. We had trouble in the 90s communicating with people who were in a war zone. It would take fucking a minute and a half for them to get the question.
Yeah.
You're telling me that they were able to control the fucking moon in the 60s, a remote camera. Like, go fuck yourself,
even,
man.
Even the phone call.
Even the phone call. All
the phone call
suspicious.
Was direct. There was no delay.
There was no delay. Come on, guys, man. Like, what I'm asking you is to just use common sense.
It does look weird, too, when you look at it.
Yeah, look at this. It's going to look a lot weirder
in a second. This is Stanley Kubrick at his finest. This is his finest work.
Perfect.
This is Stanley Kubrick's finest work. I don't believe that this video is real.
I don't believe it's real.
But I do believe we landed on the moon.
I feel the same way. I feel like we went to the moon, but I don't feel like these videos are real.
No, just to get one ahead on the Russians, because the Russian cosmonauts were the first ones in space. And that really fucked with America. America was like, dude, we got to be number one. And the cosmonauts were the first ones to do a spacewalk. So we're like, fuck, JFK, we're going to be on the moon. So he promised the moon. We weren't quite there yet, but the Russians were getting close. So we hired Stanley Kubrick, went into the desert, filmed some bullshit, put it up, made a whole thing. People loved it. And I think a few years later, we were ready. And that's when all the other Apollo missions started happening. But I do think we did it just to beat the Russians.
Me too.
And it makes sense because we needed that W at the time during the Cold War.
Yeah, yeah. I'm with you. And the other thing that I got into yesterday, I want to maybe do a podcast episode, like the Penthouse podcast, of things that are going to get me killed. So I was looking at banking. Like, I did a deep dive into our modern banking system. I used to know a bit of it, like the fractional reserve, the way it worked. And I realized last night when I deep dove into it, not only how insanely illegal it is and nothing makes sense, but how fake it is.
Yeah.
So it got even faker. So it used to be fractional reserve. You used to put in a bank a deposit of, let's say, $10. And they were allowed to loan out, create money 17 times that. Then it was 32 times that. Right. Then it was 64.
You never end up paying your original debt.
Dude, even crazier, after during 2020, the Federal Reserve, the states, they passed a law where there's no limit. They can, it doesn't matter how much money is in, you could just create infinitely, okay?
Yeah.
So what's happening, the way it happens is, let's say right now you have a dollar. You have a dollar from something, it's worth a dollar, and you put it in the bank, okay? The fact, this is the thing with the interest payments. The fact that interest exists, interest is what kills everything.
Of course.
So the soon as interest is introduced, the economy doesn't work anymore.
No, it, because it doesn't make
impossible
sense mathematically.
Mathematically doesn't make sense because right now you got to pay back $1.50, let's say, right? Yep. But only a dollar exists.
Exactly.
So now you're going to create this 50 out of thin air, but it doesn't actually, it's not tangible.
And it's exponential.
And it's exponential because then on that 50 that already doesn't exist, someone else is going to then create 50 on top of that. Yep. And 50 on something that doesn't exist.
The only way you can pay off your debt is if another country loses all their money.
Yeah.
That's the only way you could end up catching
it's,
up.
It's not going to happen because now we're at a point where the debt versus the actual money that exists is in the quintillion. They said the number was quintillion. I don't even know
at
how
at this
high
point it's just make believe.
It's just it's all make believe. Yeah. It's all make believe, and we all just believe in the fairy tale to keep making things go.
Yeah, that's what bugs me when people are like, "I'm going to vote because we got to cut our national debt and like all this stuff." Like, none of that matters.
None of that matters unless you get rid of the Federal Reserve.
Doesn't matter.
Yeah, they won't because they'll kill them. But if you have to get, you have to do what Andrew Jackson did. You have to get rid of the Federal Reserve. And do what Lincoln was proposing and did with the greenback. Have an actual, let's say, dollar greenback, let's say, backed by gold.
Yeah.
And you give it out at no interest. It's the only way. The second you introduce interest, you just, everyone's in chains. And that's why, you ever heard the term usury?
Well, that's why the banks exist, so they can make money.
Yeah, but you heard the term usury?
No.
Yo, bring up usury.
Usury? Sounds like a place where you have sex with... maybe people who don't have sex with you.
Yo, this is, no joke, guys, you're going to freak out. This is part of, I can't even read what's so far.
The illegal action or practice on lending money at unreasonable high rates of interest.
Yeah. So, and if you go back into
it
Europe.
It just sounds like a Asian guy saying usually, doesn't it?
Usury. I usually do this. I usually don't charge this much.
I usually don't charge you.
By the way, this also much. Goes back to why there was Jewish hate for Jews in Europe. Mm-hmm. So this, for a long time, people knew that it's fucking crazy to loan people money at interest. So what they did is, you weren't allowed to do it. Let's say if you were a Christian, you weren't allowed to do it. So they said, well, the Jews, it's not in their religion, so they can do it.
Ah, yeah.
So they were the only ones lending money at an interest. Ah. And obviously, after a certain while, it's interest. You're going to make so much money out of it. Yeah. And then every time they'd get super big, they'd get kicked out of a country.
Wasn't it like back in like Jesus's day, to like go to church, you would have to pay like a half shekel, but you couldn't get a half shekel because you had to get a half shekel, you'd have to buy it. And it was like a whole thing.
Oh, I have
like
no idea, but that's crazy.
Yeah, it was like a whole money thing back then too.
Yeah,
money's weird, dude. Money's weird. Like, bartering is dope, which is why I love like niche communities, because you got people who like make things on Etsy, or like, you know, have like a trade, and you're like, hey man, if you fucking build me this, I will you know, make you, I will build you a shed if you fix my tractor. Like, I love that idea.
I don't, because listen to me, you fucking hippie. That works for certain things.
Yeah.
But let's say right now, let's say you're good at building. All you could do is build houses.
Yeah.
You can build a house, but you want three oranges. It's going to be very hard to break that down at a price that's reasonable if I give you three oranges for you to build my house.
We'll figure it out.
That's why money is good.
We life supply oranges.
Money's good, but the problem is it's supposed to be used as a currency. It's not being used properly now because they're making
money. Money's not good. Gold is good.
But that's if, but no, but money just represents gold. Hopefully now it doesn't. But let's say if money was real and it was representing gold, you just break it down. Yeah. Like they used to. And then, oh, this is worth 0. Whatever gold. That makes sense. But now it's not backed on anything. It's just backed on faith.
Do you know what's crazy? Is that even, I just realized this actually, even back then, we're talking hundreds of years ago when people, you know, used to shave their gold.
Yeah.
They like shavings and stuff to pay for things. Even back then, we knew that gold was rare. You know, Midas and all that, we were always trying to turn, you know, alchemists were trying to turn
everything into gold.
Into gold, right? Which is impossible because we now know that the only way gold is created and other heavy metals are only created through the collision of two neutron stars. So you have two.
Why are you lying?
This is how gold is made.
Have
how
you
gold
met a neutron star?
Gold, platinum, all of this is two stars colliding. And the fusion of that is so fucking crazy. And the element's so crazy. That's the only way. So gold cannot be created, which is why it's rare.
Wait, hold on. Are you saying gold is magical?
Gold is magical. Gold, platinum, all this stuff. Check it out. Look how gold is created. Otherwise, we would make gold.
Yeah.
We would find a way to like pressurize it for millions of years, whatever it is. But gold is created.
So the alchemists were full of shit?
Gold Earth form is in a supernova and neutron star collisions that occurred before the solar systems formed. So that's why there's a limited amount of gold, titanium. But
look, this is the amount of gold that is on Earth right now that's mined out. That's the amount of gold we have right now. Yeah, that image there.
So gold is rare.
I got some of that.
But yeah. That's why they're looking to mine these meteors. Because these meteors still have some of the remnants of this collision that happened before our solar system formed. And it could potentially, you know, change everything. But I think it's just so interesting that hundreds of years ago, before we had telescopes, we knew that this shit was rare.
Well, Anunnaki, you want to talk about that?
I mean, how do we know that gold is rare?
Well, they said that we were bred here. One of our jobs was to mine gold for the Anunnaki. And why they wanted gold is that they put it up in their atmosphere. The atmosphere is fucked up.
Yeah, it blocks the radiation.
It blocks the radiation. Is that even plausible? You're a man of science.
We do use some gold on like the James Webb telescope, but the amount of gold used is so little. It's like a grams that we use to cover this thing. It's not a large supply.
But it's still,
but
we
it does
do it in
have,
small, imagine
but it does have
big
properties that shield from radiation. Yeah.
Oh, fuck.
But I'm sure it wasn't until we found that out did we start making up stories. I think.
Well, no, it's the Sumerian texts.
Yeah,
it's
but the Sumerians weren't like, we're going to shield our earth with gold. Like that wasn't
what it wrote.
No,
it I don't know. But I don't speak that made up gibberish.
Yeah. You know, it's really hard to say, but I mean, just imagine everything told from a human perspective is the perspective of humans, right? So, even religion. Let's say there is something beyond what we know spiritually or scientifically,
sexual
or both, or sexually, or mentally, whatever it is. Even if there is something, we're always going to see it from our perspective,
of course.
So we're never going to truly understand those type of things, right? So you know, when you hear stories of like, oh, it descended from the heavens and all this stuff, it's like that's just humans telling it how they saw it. And they could be full of shit. They could be drunk. They could be hallucinating. All these things exist, right? So it's hard to say what's
Epstein
real.
Epstein list. What are we saying about it?
Which one? Which list?
There's two lists. The last leak.
There's a flight log and there's a client list.
So the flight log.
Flight log is whatever. I'm like literally, if you have a lot of money and you're an A-list celebrity,
yeah,
you get into some cool parties.
Yeah.
Once you get into these cool parties, you start hearing about these people who put on these parties. A good example is Bilzerian, right?
What happened to that guy? Is he dead?
He's still hanging around playing poker. Fucking women.
Yeah.
Playing women, fucking poker.
Fucking women.
Yeah, he's doing all that stuff still, but like that's like the inner circles, right? So then you're like, oh, fucking, you hear about this Epstein guy has his own private islands in the Bahamas? Yeah, it sounds like a good time.
It's in the Bahamas?
It's in the Bahamas.
Ooh.
They were talking about it not too long ago too. I think it was Chris Tucker who was on the
Chris
list.
Tucker's on the client saying, or the flight log rather.
Yeah, he was saying he flew to Africa with other businessmen to go do stuff like in Africa, but they ended up taking one of Epstein's planes.
Yeah, he would lend it
That's
out.
Why he was on the list basically. Yeah. He didn't even go to the island.
Yeah, a lot of people didn't go to the island.
Yeah.
But even if you did go to the island, like Epstein had hosted a lot of parties in Vegas as well. He was known, and in New York, he was known as a party goer. And if you wanted to be in the who's who
of
crowds, you would show up to one of these parties, right? And sometimes you get like, there's that Netflix documentary about the Asian guy who was like, had this whole pyramid scheme, but basically he would pay celebrities like $250,000 to just hang out at his parties and he would throw the craziest parties, but also using everybody's money and whatnot, being a criminal. But it's something for Hollywood to just be seen, right? So it's not that crazy that you're like, oh, this billionaire invites you on a private jet. Yeah, you go. Now, you go 20 fucking six times. Yeah, you know what I mean? Then it's like, all right, what are you doing here? What are you,
and going on? The client list, we don't have any info on that yet.
We have the witnesses, their testimony, part of their testimony.
Oh, like Clinton.
Yeah, the witnesses who were there on the island who say who they saw, but there's nothing concrete really. I think the most
Clinton
concrete
and Prince
one,
Andrew are the most concrete ones.
And Hawking's maybe like that. Oh, yeah, that's not concrete. It's just like a story.
It is concrete.
Yeah. It's somebody saying he liked to see midgets solve equations.
No, that's not true. That was a meme. That's not true.
That is true.
No, it's not. It's a meme.
Nope.
Yes, it was.
Pull it up.
No. It's a meme. I was on Twitter when it was happening. I was on Twitter when the meme account made it. And then the guy said, I can't believe we just did this as a meme. It's not, guys, this has nothing to do with the list.
The midget thing?
Yeah, it was a meme. Because when his name came out, this meme account on Twitter made that up. But they thought it was just a joke.
We need a fact
check.
But
then it started being taken out of context. And then they even wrote, they go, we can't believe how far, we were just fucking around when his name came up. We thought that that's what he would do. No, it has nothing to do with the midgets. He liked watching people fuck, apparently. That's what they said. Mm. And then they made up the midget thing with the calculations.
Yeah, I prefer that version.
That was a meme. But I knew that he's a party animal because I've seen documentaries about Steve.
What kind of party animal is he? I would say he's more like a manatee.
So there's a documentary on Netflix called something about black holes or some shit, mm-hmm. where a bunch of scientists
also
are on
Pornhub
on an island. And they keep saying, oh, wait till Steven gets here. He's a party animal. This guy's crazy at the party. And I was like, this guy's a fucking vegetable. What is he talking about?
Who's bringing him?
And then he showed up like this and like, and there, all these nerds are dancing. And I go, are they fucked in the head? This guy's just in a chair saying nothing.
Yeah.
So I was under the impression that Stephen Hawking is not a genius. The science community uses him to put a stamp of approval on all their theories. Because there's a thing where he's like this, and the guy's doing, he's like, I think the equation is this. What do you think? And then they look over at Hawking, and Hawking's like this.
And he just plays the sound on his phone. I think so. And
you're like, just like this. Doesn't he say anything? He's like this, and the guy's like, yeah, you're probably right. I'm like, what the fuck is happening? Yeah.
He's got to have a weird looking dick.
Yeah, but I don't. Yeah, the midgets thing was just a meme on the online.
How weird do you think his dick looks, though?
Yeah, I'm looking at the midget thing, but it's like they're talking about the situation. They're not saying it's real or not. It's just, yeah, Epstein is talking about it in the document, supposedly.
Do you know what would be crazy?
Yeah.
If Epstein came back.
You think he killed? You think maybe he didn't kill himself?
No, I would just say that would be crazy. If like the next act in the simulation was him showing up and being like, all right, we got him. And he's in court and he's like, here's what really fucking happened. Like, come on. That would be the fucking best act. And he's like, the government knew about this shit. They paid me to film Prince Andrew fuck kids so that they can fuck. You know, like that. In the next act would be so sick.
And that's what they're doing, right? He was Mossad. Obviously. He just wanted to get dirt on people so he could
use had 80 cameras in his New York apartment. When the CIA raided, they had a safe filled with videos. Not one of those videos has seen the light of day.
Yeah,
we
don't know.
Even though we placed one of these witnesses, one of these victims in the New York apartment with Prince Andrew at the time, still we see no video evidence of anything, even though that video's out there, the surveillance video's out there. So yeah, I think CIA might, and this might get me killed. I'm not suicidal, by the way. I think the CIA was using Epstein. That's my big thing.
I know that the Mossad was. He worked for you think he was a double agent?
Of course.
So you think he worked for Mossad, and who was he really working for?
Okay, you have the most intelligent people in the USA, right? Working for intelligence.
Roseanne.
Right? These 19 agencies, intelligence agencies for the USA. Now, let's say CIA, NSA, like top FBI, whatever. And they got to, I mean, all they're doing all day long is intelligence. All they're trying to get is more info to protect the country, right?
Yeah.
If you have blackmail on people that are important, guess what you also have?
Power.
You have info. You have intel. You have everything they know, right? So who better to do their dirty work than someone else? They're not going to do their dirty work. They're not going to set up bugs. That's illegal.
But the Mossad can.
They'll hit up Epstein and they'll be like, all right, listen, we know what you're already doing. We want a piece of it. We're going to fund your bullshit. We'll give you money. You'll live a whole thing. But if the ship goes down, guess what? We're not going down with you. And then they confiscated all of the fucking CIA. None of that saw the light of day. CIA owns all that shit. Like, for sure, that's what they're doing. Just for intelligence. You want to secure the nation. You're going to do it by any means necessary. So I do think he was probably working with government at one point.
I'm convinced he was working with someone. That's for sure. I know he has ties to Mossad, but you're right. Probably CIA.
And you're in a maximum security facility. One of the most well-protected facilities in the United States. You got to be so fucking powerful to be able to get in there.
Kill him.
Kill a man. Get out.
And say that the guards fell asleep right. And the camera stopped working at that right. time. It's
how
like a movie.
Powerful is that fucking person? So I don't think it's a person. I think it's someone who controls that fucking jail yeah. and who controls the whole country. I think it's
the deep state.
Deep state. Yeah.
100%. Holy shit.
That's. I mean,
Nepstein's family afterwards, they had a doctor analyze the body and everything.
Yeah.
And it was like proven, like the doctor's like, this guy got killed. He yeah. did not hang himself. His neck was broken. The rope was higher than it would say. It was lower than if you hang yourself. Rope was actually right. down there.
Right.
Like a he bunch was strangled. Of stuff. And yeah. it just.
And also, where's he going to find rope?
And then he wanted, his brother wanted the autopsy.
Yeah.
His brother went to New York recently, Epstein's brother, and they refused to give him any medical. He went to the hospital where he's put it, and they refused him to give him any. They're like, no, we don't know where the documentation is. It's supposed to be here. It's not here.
Holy yeah, shit.
100%.
Dick.
This is like the CIA involved.
That I know that they're involved. I just didn't think. Yeah, probably a double agent. He was probably working. Of course. Was working for the Mossad, and then he's like, "Well, if you want to operate in our country for the Mossad, when we need info, you're going to give us the fucking info."
Yeah, they're going to say, "Oh, wait, you're mingling with the most powerful people on the planet, and we're just going to let this happen?" No, dude,
that's crazy.
They're obviously going to get involved, and they're obviously going to say, "Hey, Epstein, gig's up. Keep doing your thing." But, you know, when you get fucked over, it's going to be you. It's going to be on you.
What do you think? I keep hearing scientists say that, oh, we've cracked the code. It really does seem like this is a hologram, like we're in a simulation. And every time I see it, I'm like, I feel like I don't understand what simulation means because I don't understand what they're saying, that this is a hologram.
I spoke to an astrophysicist.
Yeah, explain it to me.
About this, like a few weeks ago. Last week, actually. Lisa, I forget her last name. She works for... She works for the Smithsonian. She's in charge
a lady?
Of, like, the telescope. Yeah,
you couldn't find a real astrophysicist.
she's one of the people who took the first picture of the black hole.
Oh,
yeah, very very smart person, super genius. And I was asking her questions about this, about the simulation theory, and what'd she's she you know, obviously you know, her belief is still that like, oh, there's life out there, but we haven't found it. It's not coming here, type thing. It's very scientific minded, you know. So I keep an open mind for that stuff. But in terms of simulation theory, she says, yeah, that's one of the leading theories. She won't say it's true or it's not true. She says, we think that there are basically how I can cast a two-dimensional shadow, right, onto a two-dimensional plane. My three-dimensional hand can cast a two-dimensional shadow.
Yeah. We're the shadow?
No, we are the shadow of something else, and that is the shadow of something else, and so on and so forth. So there is a fourth dimension doing something, interacting, but it only appears to us in a three-dimensional context.
So like right now, just if you, because I don't understand what you're saying. Let's see if I can simplify it, and maybe you could tell me. So right now, I'm on this podcast. We're here. We're talking. Yeah. Mm-hmm. I live my life. You go around, you buy coffee, you eat.
Mm-hmm.
Are you saying that someone else is controlling us?
No.
Are you saying we're just accidentally here? That's what I don't get.
No. Simulation doesn't mean everything is predestined. Simulation just means, let's say right now we invent some AI and mm-hmm. let them talk to each other.
Yeah.
That's a simulation. They don't know they're in a simulation.
Right.
And they think they're having an organic conversation. They can speculate about another dimension that exists, but they could never prove it. And they could never even comprehend it. They could never verbalize it.
So now let's say AI, let's say the game you were playing
yeah.
where you were tricking the AI into thinking he was a pederast. So that game, the world around it, the building blocks of it, they don't understand. If you try to explain to that simulation, build a building, they're going to be like, because it's ones and zeros that built it.
Yeah.
Whereas we control our reality around us.
So we think.
Like I can build stuff.
Yeah, sure. Or you perceive to build stuff. You, we only, okay, so things don't exist. Things only exist in here.
That's not true.
let me explain. Your senses.
Yeah.
Touch, smell, sight. Was it touch, smell, sight, hearing? All of these things, they don't happen here.
I can also see Bruce Willis.
Right. But like you go like this, that's, you're not feeling something here. You're feeling it here. Your brain is telling you that it's here. You understand? So all the things that are happening, your sound and everything, isn't happening here. It's being interpreted.
No, it's being interpreted here, but it is happening
brain.
Here.
No. Yeah, that's, yeah. That is the way your brain interprets it. Because,
well, no, I'll give you an example. So let's say this.
Yep.
That noise is being interpreted here,
yes.
But the noise, the effect of that explosion happened here.
That's only as far as we know. But the truth is that everything that's happening outside is being interpreted through an internal mechanism that's telling us distance, that's telling us things. But if you're a different type of organism, that information might be different.
Right.
We're just collectively experiencing reality the way that our brains are putting it together.
Are you sure this isn't part of your demonic agenda?
This is life. This is how you see things. Things don't happen out here. They happen in here. Everything happens in your brain. Nothing is real. It's only in your brain. And if you look at the double slit experiment and these type of things, they also show you that observation is key. Observation makes reality. It changes reality.
I know about that.
Yeah.
The double, I'm more of a single slit type of dude. But I know the double slit one where if you're observing the atoms.
Yeah.
The proton react one way. If you're not, they react another way.
That's right.
I don't know. Like I need an independent
body. And that's been proven time and time again, by the way.
By the same people, though.
Oh, no, by so many different physicists.
At the Large Hadron Collider.
You don't need a Large Hadron Collider to do
that
test.
I'm saying those are the guys that were doing the test. I want an independent.
So those study. Tests have been done by so many people over time. That is proven, and the tests have been proven. So that's just quantum physics. We don't understand why quantum physics works the way it does, but we know how to predict it. So we use that information to create Bluetooth technology, to create lasers, to create all sorts of wonderful things.
So
but we don't know why it behaves that way.
For example, if you're not looking.
Observing.
Yeah. All right, I see what you're saying. Yeah, yeah. It needs, so if it's being recorded.
That's right.
Which is insane.
It is insane. And that's the one thing that Einstein didn't like.
That's like bouncing, observing is bouncing light off of something, basically. So it is perceivable.
Well, I mean, there's sound, there's recordings, there's all sorts of, there's information. It's just observing.
Yeah.
It's the conscious act of observing something, recording something, having something, you know what's going to happen that changes the outcome. So the whole, if a tree falls in the woods and no one's around to hear it, does it make a noise? The answer is, if you're not observing it, it doesn't. Yeah.
It does.
It does not if you're not observing it.
It does make noise.
Right. To a layperson like you, it makes noise always.
No.
But to scientific minds,
well, no,
it does not make noise.
It's the opposite of what you just said. To anyone that could, I know, for example, if I throw that cup on the floor, whether I'm here or not, if I throw it on the floor, I know how it reacts, right?
So if I'm out
of the room and you throw it, I know what's going to happen.
You do not.
I do.
No, you assume based on previous observations, which makes sense. And that's why quantum theory doesn't make any sense. Because they're noticing if they don't observe it, it does change the
Again,
behavior.
I think it's cool as shit,
yeah.
But
it's hard to grasp.
They've lied. No, but they've lied before, bro. Scientists lie a lot. Archaeologists lie a lot. Archaeologists right. are still maintaining
but
lies.
It's the math
Archaeologists
behind...
are still making lies about the
This
pyramids.
Isn't archaeology.
No, I'm just saying.
This is science.
But I'm saying they make lies. They push lies repeatedly throughout history,
right.
Depending on what funding they need.
We use the math to create the technology that we're using right now. We use the math of quantum mechanics and quantum physics. The math that says that if you don't observe it, it changes. That same math is used right now.
How so?
It's used in lasers. It's used
in
Bluetooth technology.
How is that used in lasers?
It's all about percentages. So they can predict what percentage if they, basically if they shoot this laser, they shoot this proton, they can predict this goes 30%, 30%, 30% instead of hitting it like a wave. They can predict that. They don't know why it splits into particles rather than waves. They have no idea why. That's the crazy part. They also know that quantum entanglement. They know that if I change the polarity of a proton over here and or electron over here and at the other end of the universe, that other one, they're entangled
yeah,
and they'll switch
I heard
instantly.
That too. I heard that too.
So they use that to create technological advancements. They use the math behind that. They don't know why it works that way, but they know it does work and they can predict it.
See, that's another thing. I don't understand that sentence. So if they know the math behind it, but they don't, for example, mm-hmm. 2 + 2 is what?
It's 4.
Okay. So yeah. You know why it's 4.
Yeah. No, they know that 2 + 2 is 4. They don't know why. Like, they don't know why. They know why 2 + 2 is 4, but there's other things they don't know why, like quantum mechanics, because there's two types of physics, right? There's classical physics and quantum physics. We're missing the bridge between the two. We don't have one single theory. That's the whole holy grail with
that
physics.
That connects everything?
We want the one theory. The theory that connects quantum physics to classical physics. We don't have that. Right now, quantum physics behaves differently than classical physics. Classical physics teaches us, I cannot put my hand through this table. Quantum physics says, well, there's a chance you can.
What do you mean there's a chance you can?
Well, there's like a 10 to the power of whatever that you can put your hand through the table. Atoms and whatnot will miss
you. Okay, but that's fucked up because that's like, you see, that's the kind of shit that pisses me off. So I know if I slam this table, my hand is not going to go through it, okay?
If you slam it
first.
It
doesn't mean that if you would change the molecular structure of this table, it can't. I'm talking about the table as is.
There's a non-zero chance that your hand will go through.
But most of those answers come from resolving equations.
Yep.
Like the quantum entanglement thing is like, how do we bring a black hole to zero? They're going to do like this mathematical equation. And the only way to resolve the equation is to add something to it. So like, if you hit the table an infinite amount of times, one time your hand is going to go through it.
And that makes it the equation zero.
Yeah. So like you have to add something like that into the equation to make it possible. So you have to make something. Yeah, it's weird. Yeah.
So you think there's a chance that I could smack this
table?
There's
a non-zero chance that you can put your hand through this table.
I know, but that's
a non-zero is a big number. It could be you do it every second since the beginning of the Big Bang.
Yeah.
And it would still not happen yet. But it's a non-zero chance, which means it's not zero.
That's fucked.
Yeah.
That's...
It's like saying, fucking, I don't know, Barney will never kill you, but...
Yeah, like a dog.
Yeah,
it's exactly. Like a chihuahua can't kill you, but the chances...
Yeah.
There's a 0.00. Exactly. Yeah. I hate that shit.
And that's what's awesome about like theoretical physics, but it's also what pissed off Einstein. Einstein has a word for quantum entanglement.
And gay.
It was. He said spooky action at a distance.
Oh yeah, spooky. I fucking knew this. Yeah.
And that
spooky
is
actions, yeah.
That's because he hated it. He did not like it. He didn't like Schrodinger's box. He didn't like Schrodinger's paradox.
Yeah, but Schrodinger's paradox was I put a cat in a box. Is the cat alive or dead?
No. There is it's way more deep than that.
Okay, go.
So basically there is some radiation in there that is decaying.
Yeah.
And it can either decay or not decay. If it decays, it creates enough gas to like poison the thing. And if it doesn't, and there's like a 50-50 chance that it decays or it doesn't. You can't control if it decays or not.
Okay.
So you put that in there. Now you have an extra variable. So now, as long as that's in there, the cat is both dead and alive until you observe it.
Okay. But that's not true either.
It is impossible to disprove.
The cat isn't either, because when
it's
you close
in
it...
It's in a state of both dead and alive until it's observed.
But it's not in a state of both dead and alive. It's either dead or alive. We just don't know what it is. Not in a state of dead or alive. We just don't know what it is.
That's where theoretical physics comes in. When you're talking about holograms, or you're talking about is this reality real, that's where they are. Because if they stopped at, dead or not, then we wouldn't have
science.
Let's
say someone's standing behind that wall. Yeah. I can't see him. And I fire... through the wall,
right?
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
But there's no noise, like we're sound, so I don't know whether I hit him or not, right?
Right.
He's not both alive and dead
until we observe
him. I have to find out whether I killed him or not.
Yeah.
But the reality is he's not both.
If
he's
no
one
observes,
or the other,
if no one observes him,
yeah,
until he is observed, he is in a state of both dead and alive.
Yeah, that is the.
It's
the
a philosophical.
It
it's yeah. It's a philosophical state.
So,
but
it,
it's not.
It is?
It's not a. A physical, it's not a tangible. Well, it's a philosophically, yes.
Well, that's why it's theory. But that's also the
like
theory.
If I don't look at the lottery ticket,
right?
I either won or lost. I don't know, but I haven't won and lost at the same time.
No, because there's a greater chance that you lost.
Yeah, of course.
Yeah. But if it's a 50-50 and you don't control the variables, it's in a state of both. And when you observe it, you lock into a dimension, basically. A dimension where the cat is alive, or dimension, and now. As soon as you create that probability, you've created another reality, or you haven't even created it. It's already been created.
But you enter it.
But you're entering one or the other.
I don't know, man. Some of it I like.
It's
some,
theoretical.
Some of it is just gay.
Yeah. It's really hard to comprehend, and it's hard for people to wrap their heads around the fact that, like...
I have another theory.
Everything... So imagine time didn't exist, right? Einstein said that the only reason we have time is so that everything doesn't happen all at once. And that is the leading theory. And this is what the astrophysicist told me as well.
What did he say?
The leading theory is that everything is...
happening at the same time?
Everything all is happening at once. Our temporal filter that we have in this human interface allows us to perceive time, the dimension of time. You understand?
I have a theory.
But all of the possible things you could have ever said right now exist at once. And you're jumping into them, even though there's an infinite number. You are jumping, and it's all once. And now time makes this.
I have a good concept.
Without time, it's this.
For a film, and I hope nobody steals it, and maybe we could get funding and we could make it. You ever have those feelings where you just feel like you get dizzy for a moment and you just get lost? And for 1 second, you're not really there anymore, like you're just done? You ever get that feeling?
Like you're out of your body?
For 1 second, not like an out-of-body experience, but like you either get really dizzy and you're like, what the fuck just happened? And you feel like, am I dying? Like it's just that 1 second.
Sure.
Okay. I have a cool concept where I'm thinking of it is imagine every time that happens, okay? Basically in that reality, in that timeline, that's the moment where you die.
Right.
Okay? And the fact that you snap out of it, you're now in the other timeline where you continued living.
Okay.
And you're living, so your whole, you're living through that because there's one giant timeline that you live till... let's say when you die at the end.
Sure.
But all the other ones also existed and you die in different parts and then they spiral out depending on... now that world changed because that world, you're dead.
Okay.
But you're continuing. So you're seeing what the world would be like had you not died there. And I don't know how to frame it properly, but I'm thinking that would be a good concept for a movie.
Like so
that.
What you're describing is like basically the MCU, right? You're kind describing if I change something, it creates another path. Right?
Kind of, this but is, in the sense this, that you don't know it because you're living your whole life.
Yeah, I get
and
what
you've
saying.
Had so many deaths because all the possibilities are out there. So you've died millions of times without even knowing it.
Yeah.
And all those other ones, if you were able to explore them, they're all different. Some of them you die as an infant, so you never affected this other stuff, which never affected that. So they're all infinite.
So imagine.
And I'm just saying that feeling, trying to explain that
but
feeling
that's
that you
true.
Get. It's because you just died in that timeline, you moved to another one. Like the frequency is so close that, oh shit, I lost connection, but don't worry, I'm continuing in this one.
It reminds me of like when you have a clone of yourself, like the idea of when you clone yourself.
It's all they
the
think
memories,
it's you.
The same thing.
Up until that
so
point.
Your clone just basically wakes up at the second it's born, but has all the memories of the past. It's like that 1 second of.
I mean,
exactly.
As a fictional piece, and it's fun to think about that, and I think it's a good idea. But if you look at it as like an actual like theory, you have to imagine that all of those timelines have already happened and are happening at once.
Yeah, I believe
and
that.
And so we experience. The I died and then this life continued.
No, we don't experience the die. You don't know.
Sure, but
you
whatever.
Need
okay.
some kind of another.
But
entity.
Then another universe experienced the death. Whatever it is.
Yeah.
But I'm saying is that like that's still through a filter of time.
Yeah.
And so rather than time, the idea is that everything already happened, and is happening, and doesn't stop happening, and never started. It's just one thing.
Yeah, and I know that all things are happening at the same time. Whatever's going to happen has already happened and is happening. I've looked into all that stuff, and it shocks me. It's cool, and it makes me think it is possible because the only reason why scientifically we use a linear timeline is because that was the best way to tell time and the way we observe things. But
we experience time.
That's how we experience time.
We do experience time, yeah.
But there is something to the theory that what if time wasn't a straight line?
Mm-hmm.
What if time just is?
It is.
Just is. And then technically, you could, I don't know if you could, but it's like what you said, some entity could just pop in and out of different times, of different realities, just that we're not there. It's kind of like a save state in the game. The game, technically, especially if you're coding, forget just saving, you could jump in any version of that game with the parameters the way you set them at any moment.
Yeah.
And they don't know any better.
Let's say everything's a frequency. Everything's sort of a vibrational frequency, even time. So let's say if I place this here, right? And that, me placing that there at this time, at that location in space-time, creates a vibration right now. a physical vibration that you can measure down to the minute little thing, right? Yeah. Now, placing it here changes the vibration a little bit, changes the frequency because the time is different, the location's different, there's the earth is in a different place, so it's a different vibration. But let's say I noted that vibration, right? And let's say I take the difference between these two, and then I overwhelm this object with that vibration. This might just appear there where it was in the previous frequency. It's like tuning into a radio.
But this is still very theoretical. It's like it makes sense a bit, but
dude, the earth being round was theoretical.
But the earth, we could prove it because we just go and we observe it.
Again, we're going to prove all this.
What if
it might take a billion years, but we'll get there.
What if we fuck this all up? Like, let's say by going through, let's say we figure it out. We're like, holy fuck, this is one frequency, one dimension in infinite possibility. Mm-hmm. And we find a way to measure that. And then we go through. What if the second we tear through, kind of like game code, the second you pass a certain parameter, now you just crash the whole thing. You just fucked it. We might destroy everything.
I don't. I think everything we observe is through a human interface. And I think that human interface observes time. So we have concepts of it ends everything. That's the end. It kills everything. But what if there's something that lives outside of that?
That's what I'm saying.
That doesn't have an end. So you saying, what if it ends everything, is completely irrelevant to whatever that other thing is.
Yeah, but for us, it could end everything.
For the experience, for your human experience.
Yeah.
Whatever happens after isn't human anymore.
Let's say a video game. Let's just install it on your computer. And now I fuck up and I break it. I'm in the game, right? The simulation fucks up somewhere. And the guy has to uninstall it.
Mm-hmm.
I just destroyed my reality. Yeah, that guy's still there.
You know what? There's still a guy. And who said that that guy didn't get you from somewhere? This player, right? Who said that the inspiration of this player didn't come from somewhere else? And that person's still out there. Like, it's
wacky.
Well, the idea.
I found out sperm today. They said we've been observing it wrong. Sperm doesn't slither like a snake.
Oh,
it spirals, and they've been.
Oh damn!
Sperm has been tricking scientists. They said for 350 years, it actually spiraled.
That's how they dig down to that egg.
Crazy, eh?
Yeah, they're like drilling for oil.
I just read this today.
Wait, so miners are like just physical representations, mass representations of sperm.
Yeah, crazy, eh?
They're just going down. They're doing the same things their ancestors did.
Just jizz.
They're just human jizz.
So this is very wacky. I'm so curious about like how, if ever in my lifetime, we're going to have that one. I just want that one thing that shows like, okay, this isn't just conspiracy theory mumbo jumbo.
So it's
we're
not
an hour and 7 minutes by that.
Right. Nice.
It's not conspiracy. It's theoretical physics, right? So a lot of this is backed. And it a theory in physics isn't like me saying, what if? A theory has to be proven for it to be a theory. It has to work, right? To be a working theory.
No, there are working theories.
You could have a hypothesis,
yeah.
Which is, my hypothesis is that we are physical beings and that transdimensional does not exist. That is my hypothesis.
Yeah.
It's not a theory. A theory has to be tested for it to be a theory. Like the Big Bang Theory is a theory because the math checks out.
Not anymore.
It checked out at the time.
That's what I'm saying, yeah.
Okay. So,
by the way, the Big Bang, we don't talk about that a lot. I found out through accident, through articles popping up my feed, the Big Bang now is starting to be questioned.
The Big Bang has been questioned since we...
No, but it was questioned for different reasons. Some people were like, I have no bang. That's not a question. I mean, now scientifically, and it makes me even more curious. I'm like, where the fuck
do
we
measure?
Come
from? Was it the heat signatures of radiation?
It was something
that... the galactic static there, and they found out recently that it was like at minimum double the age that it was.
That was one person who said that.
Yeah, yeah. They're saying that it could have been something, which now it makes our whole reality even more complicated.
It could double now, the time liner.
Because now if somebody, because it's almost like not someone, again, it's through our perception, but like let's say we consider a god, for example, like something had started it on purpose, or that adds a whole new dimension. Because I'm like, oh wait, then that means that we don't understand what the fuck's going on. That means that there's something even bigger out there. We're this small.
Obviously. No, we're smaller than that. Yeah.
It's crazy, bro.
I've seen something like that where there's a theory of there's several Big Bangs in the universe.
Yeah.
The universe is so infinitely big, and one day universes will cross each other. Like we're one explosion somewhere, there's another explosion somewhere.
But that's the other thing, is the way they first described the Big Bang was that out of nothing came something. But we know from observable science,
all the universe could fit in your pinky.
But like out this. Of nothing, you can't create combustion. So there was something. So it's like, what is that something? That's the that's the paradox. Once you find that something, I don't know if it's the, remember they were talking about the God particle, like what's that something? What's that something that instigated everything? But then maybe it's because we don't understand it well. Maybe it's because we think it was nothing. And then this thing came and blew everything up.
The wrong way.
Maybe it's always existed. We didn't start from zero. There was a one. It's just so crazy.
Well, you have to think about this, Petels. Even if, okay, you got scientists who think that, oh, everything was here. Okay, who put that there?
That's what I'm saying, yeah.
What was before that?
What was before that?
And then you're going to say, oh, well, before that was this. Okay, cool. What was before that?
Yeah.
Exactly. So there's a problem here. The problem is that there's no beginning. And I think that's the answer. The answer is that there is no beginning. The universe never began. It's a very hard concept for us.
It's very hard. It hurts your grasp. Head.
Of course. But when we think about never ending, we always think about from now till forever. We don't think about from forever till forever. And that might just be the answer, is that everything has always existed forever and will never not exist.
You ever come out of your head and just look like as if you're zooming out and you go all the way up, like just think about how far it is? I do that sometimes, just thinking about how small we are. And it always fucks with me.
You know that we are the universe observing itself.
Listen here, hippie.
You think about it. If the Big Bang Theory is true and we all came from, stardust, right? We're all made from the same elements. And eventually this fungus grew into fish that exited the water, that grew brain, that all this, right?
But I feel like that's bullshit.
Okay, whatever that is, if we started here, that exploded and made us, we are this.
Yeah.
We are the universe looking at itself, questioning its own existence.
Yeah.
Very crazy.
Very crazy. Like I've heard of that too.
Of the universe, basically. Yeah. It's like, no, we grew eyes to observe.
That's right.
Well, the universe grew us to see itself to a certain extent.
And, and those eyes that we have might not see the whole spectrum, just like a dog doesn't see the whole spectrum.
Like infrared or ultraviolet.
What if?
Or a thousand other things that we can't see. You know?
One last take before we leave. What if we're all wrong?
Mm-hmm.
Earth was as simple as we remember it. We were the bad people who died. This is hell.
Mm-hmm.
And we're being fucked with.
Listen.
Yeah.
At this point, I'll leave you with a quote from Douglas Adams from A Hitchhiker's Guide to the Galaxy.
Yeah.
In an infinite universe, everything is possible.
Yeah.
Pigs can fly.
I take the plane a lot, so correct.
That's true.
Pigs have flown. Chris Ramsey is online. Mike Ward is on tour. Poseidon is ThePoseidon69 on Twitter, Instagram, and the YouTube, PentelsComedy.com. I got more new patrons this week, a lot more.
Nice.
I think people realized they didn't know how much I was doing just on Patreon, because a lot of stuff is early on Patreon and then it comes everywhere else. But there's bonus tapes in French as well and in English that just appear. There's also like projects that I do for myself that I just put on Patreon.
And the Discord, you got a whole community
the
there.
The Discord's free. People watch stuff on the Discord. They discuss. Two people fell in love on the Discord.
Really?
Started dating, yeah.
You guys watch UFC shit too, right?
Whatever you want. Yeah. The Discord, Halsan, Amelie, they run that shit and they're killers. Like, they know what they're doing. I have no idea how that shit works.
It's a dope place.
Yeah, I just pay for the yearly thing so people could go on it. But I don't run it. I keep telling people I don't know how it works.
It's all good.
So Discord, go on there. Chris Ramsey is flying in and out of places. What are you doing? Why are you everywhere?
Area 52 is keep me busy. So
that's what it is.
A lot of investigations.
Oh, yeah, it's true, bro. I'm so retarded. Yeah, it's for that. We're going to talk about something after we end this.
We got a lot to talk
about. MikeWard.ca. Mike already golden ticket this year for
his
new show.
Fucking goat, eh?
Yeah, get him to platinum. He's going to double that shit. He will, though. He's going to double it. The tour didn't start. He already sold 50,000. He's going to 100 for sure.
Crazy.
Yeah. So, and I'm on tour as well. Check that out. PentelsComedy.com. Thank you all and go fuck yourselves.
Oh, hey, one more thing. Oh. Next Tuesday, Bordel.
Oh shit, when this comes out, I don't know when it comes out, but we're gonna start doing once a month Bordel live, 2-drink minimum, and then stand up comedy show like we used to at the Bordel. So we did it that one time and it was a success, people loved it. So again, we're doing that live, 2-drink minimum, so followed by stand up comedy.
Hell yeah, dude.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.